From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Pakistani soldiers launched a military offensive in the South Waziristan tribal region today, a major stronghold for al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The BBC's Shoub Hassan reports from Islamabad.
Thousands of Pakistani soldiers are moving towards the Taliban stronghold in South Waziristan since early Saturday morning. Local administration officials say they are backed by tanks and artillery. They also say that local tribesmen are fleeing the area. The troops are moving in from the north, west, and east. This appears to be the start of the much-awaited operation against the Taliban and al-Qaeda in South Waziristan.
The BBC's Shoub Hassan. Election officials in Afghanistan are expected to announce today whether there'll be a runoff in August presidential election. Preliminary figures show incumbent Hamid Karzai had won with 54.6% of the vote, which would allow him to win outright. But there have been widespread allegations of fraud. If enough votes are disqualified, a runoff election would be held. The Obama administration is planning to allow a visit to the U.S. by a senior North Korean official this month. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
An official who asked not to be named said the State Department is planning to grant a visa to Lee Gun, North Korea's deputy negotiator in the stalled nuclear disarmament talks, and the director general of American affairs at the North Korean Foreign Ministry. The North Korean official has been invited to attend a conference in Los Angeles. It's not clear if he'll have meetings with U.S. officials as well. The Obama administration has been trying, unsuccessfully so far, to convince North Korea to give up its nuclear programs and return to six-party talks that also include China, Japan, Russia, and South Korea. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Vaccine for the new H1N1 swine flu virus is becoming available more slowly than expected. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Government officials had hoped that there would be 40 million doses of the vaccine by the end of October. It's now looking more like there's going to be 28 or 30 million doses. Dr. Ann Schuchat of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said at a press conference, with more to come in November and beyond. Schuchat said the virus that makes the vaccine is growing slowly, and each batch has to be tested for safety and potency. States are in the process of distributing 8 million vaccines, about half of them the injectable version and half the inhalable kind. Clinical tests of the vaccine in pregnant women are ongoing, but because the flu has been hitting pregnant women especially hard, and because of the seasonal flu vaccine's safety, Schuchat encouraged them to get the new vaccine. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Atlanta.
Officials in Acapulco are warning of landslides and floods as Hurricane Rick approaches. It's now a Category 3 storm, with winds nearing 115 miles per hour. This is NPR News from Washington. Stock prices fell on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 67 points to close at 99.95. It had closed above 10,000 earlier this week for the first time in more than a year. The Nasdaq shed 16 points to end the day at 21.56. The S&P dropped 8 points to close at 10.87. The price of oil rose again yesterday. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
For the second straight day, oil hit new highs for the year. U.S. light sweet crude, after jumping more than 3% to above $77 per barrel Thursday, rose nearly another dollar to close out the week at $78.53 per barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Gasoline and heating oil futures also rose. At the pump, the average price of a gallon of regular unleaded self-serve gasoline has risen 3 cents over the past week to over $2.50 per gallon and is expected to go higher unless oil retreats. The weakness of the dollar, in which oil is priced, has contributed to the run-up since last December when oil traded below $33. Also, signs of economic recovery have boosted energy use at a time of falling inventories. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
In baseball, the New York Yankees beat the Los Angeles Angels 4-1 last night in the opener of the American League Championship Series in New York. Game 2 will be tonight, also at Yankee Stadium. The National League Championship Series is tied at one game apiece. The Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1 in Los Angeles last night. Game 3 will be tomorrow night in Philadelphia. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.